This goes to Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T-P-A-C, fax 989-588-5052, regarding Lucy Maitman, M like Mary, A, T like Tom, E, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth is 10-16 of 1948. Dear Ms. Hyatt, this is a consultation for Mrs. Maitman, who was sent for evaluation of very low magnesium levels and hyponatremia, also a history of hypokalemia. Ms. Maitman is doing very well today, and she's feeling much better. She had been a very heavy drinker, but has decreased the amount of alcohol consumption recently. She's tapered completely off caffeinated beverages and drinks decaf coffee only at this point. And she has stopped proton pump inhibitors and is now on Pepcid instead for nausea and reflux esophagitis. She knows the Pepcid doesn't work as well, but understands she should not take proton pump inhibitors since they block absorption of minerals such as magnesium, potassium, calcium, iron, etc. She has been a cigarette smoker, at least one pack per day for the last 60 years. She has tried to quit in the past, but does not feel like she's going to be able to quit in her lifetime. She is feeling better. She denies any headaches. Occasionally, she does have vertigo and dizziness. She did have a severe stroke in 2022 that was treated very quickly with clot-busting drugs, and all the stroke symptoms resolved as the medication was being administered. She told me that the last MRI showed no damage at all from the stroke, and she has no residual effects other than intermittent vertigo and some dizziness. She states that she eats very well, very high-protein meals, but she does consume a lot of liquid, at least 100 ounces or more every day. And that would include coffee, milk, Gatorade, liquid IV, a slight amount of water, and some soups. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, current cough, or sputum production. She does have some nausea at times without vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have neuropathic pain and numbness in her feet that is stable. No edema. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, smoker's COPD with lung nodules, peripheral artery disease, a severe CVA in 2022 that was treated immediately with the clot-busting agents and no residual, hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis, benign paroxysmal vertigo, alcoholic polyneuropathy, anxiety, and osteoporosis. Past surgical history, she had a left iliac artery stent placed in 2015. Her most recent colonoscopy was 2025. She had cataract removal in 2020, left breast biopsy for benign lesion in 1997, a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral scalping oophorectomy 1994, cervical spine surgery in 1990, appendectomy and tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy. Social history, the patient has smoked one pack of cigarettes per day for the last 60 years. She uses moderate to large amounts of alcohol every day. She describes at least six drinks a day, including beer and wine. She is a widow. She does live with her significant other, and she's retired. Family history is significant for stroke, asthma, cancer, diabetes, pulmonary embolism, coronary artery disease, and sister had Hodgkin's lymphoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies. She has many drug allergies. She's allergic to Tylenol number with codeine, acyclovir, influenza vaccines, iodine contrast material, Nicoderm patches, penicillin, the shingles varicella zoster virus vaccine, Zostavax. Medications, she takes Zyrtec 10 milligram daily, vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily, ibuprofen 800 milligram, very rarely used for pain, Atrovent nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril daily, gabapentin 200 milligram twice a day, amlodipine 5 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Advair Discus 250-50, one inhalation twice a day. Duoneb, it's per nebulizer 4 times a day as needed. Flonase nasal spray, 1 spray to each nostril daily. Albuterol rescue inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Pepcid, 20 milligram twice a day. Magnesium, 400 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight, 150 pounds, height, 64 inches, pulse is 70, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, neck is supple without carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, no masses or nodules are palpated. Lungs have prolonged expiratory phase throughout with end expiratory wheezes. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable masses, no hepatosplenomegaly. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, and she does have decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. No unusual rashes. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 3rd, 2025. We have a magnesium level of 2.0. August 20th, 2.1. August 13th, magnesium in the urine was very low, less than 1.2. The volume of urine is 2,700 mLs. 7/28/25, magnesium was 1.5, although when she went into the emergency room, the magnesium level was unmeasurable, and she did require magnesium infusions to correct that. She also went back to the ER in Clare August 8th for fatigue and generalized weakness and had low potassium levels at that time. And lab study 7/29 of 25, creatinine is 0.52, calcium was 7.6, sodium is 130, potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide was 24. August 7th, magnesium was 1.1. 8/8, hemoglobin is 13.0, white count 3.2, normal platelet levels. And what else? She also had a CT of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast, 7/27 of 25, which showed normal adrenal glands. The kidneys had no hydronephrosis or hydroureter. She had some evidence of atherosclerotic vascular calcifications and some moderate wall thickening of her urinary bladder, which was similar to the previous CT scan. And she had hypertrophic appearance of gastric mucosa, similar to previous exam also, which indicated a possibility of chronic gastritis. Assessment and plan. 1, hyponatremia, most likely chronic, secondary to very high fluid intake, and also possibly less protein intake than desirable, and history of severe hypomagnesemia, currently normal, with the last magnesium level of 2.0. She should stay off the proton pump inhibitors, and it is okay to stay on Pepcid twice a day as she currently is using. And if she needs something extra, Tums occasionally would be appropriate. We may need to ask her to decrease fluid intake at some point, but now we'll just be checking labs, and we want to check a random urine sodium level, urine osmolality, as well as thyroid studies. And that will be done tomorrow, along with her comprehensive metabolic panel and a CBC and magnesium level. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.